Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 815, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, if you want to send me a question, now's the time, because we give away a book on the first of every month to someone random who sent me a question. And the first of the month is this Sunday, if you're listening in real time. So you have the weekend to get your questions in to be in the raffle. And plus, it makes me super happy. I love listening to and answering your questions. And if you're wondering why you should bother sending me a question, aren't I the guy who just reads other people's blogs? What do I really know about stuff? Well, I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. In addition to doing this podcast, I actually hold 3 faculty positions at various higher level institutions. I've been featured in over 70 different media publications for my expertise on health and nutrition and wellness, and I've also published peer-reviewed research on the effects of diet as it relates to weight management and type 2 diabetes, and I've also presented at national conferences. In fact, I'll just share with you a quote that I happened to catch while listening to one of my audiobooks. This one's by Ray Dalio, and it's called Principles. Ray Dalio is the founder of the world's biggest hedge fund firm, Bridgewater Associates. And so he and his team manage over $160 billion in assets every day. And so while I was listening to his book, I heard this quote: "Listening to uninformed people is worse than having no answers at all." And so I share with you my credentials for every Friday Q&A because I hope you feel that I'm one of those informed individuals. I'm hoping that this is a place where you can feel confident that the information I share is pretty much the truth. Don't get me wrong, I have been wrong before. And when that happens, I'm usually really good about correcting myself. But for the most part, whatever I say, I try and back by scientific data. And so again, I hope this is a place where you can feel like we're cutting through some of those nutrition and health and fitness myths and getting right down to the truth. All right, that was a long intro. So let's hear today's question finally and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Sadie, and I'm calling because I have a question regarding products that are made with activated charcoal. I've noticed that there's a lot of products on the market now, from deodorants to toothpaste to different types of soaps, and many of them make detoxifying or cleansing claims. And I wanted to hear what your answer would be. Are these true, or is this just a marketing fad? I love your show, and thanks for your answer.
Thank you for your question, Sadie. And thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad you enjoy the show. Now, regarding your question, it's interesting to me that activated charcoal is now being used in so many different ways. Back in school, I learned that activated charcoal was mostly used as a way to help clear certain substances out of a patient's system or to help purify our water. So for example, if someone overdosed on a substance, let's say Tylenol, doctors may administer activated charcoal orally to help prevent the body from absorbing more of that Tylenol. And believe it or not, this method of giving patients activated charcoal to help prevent poisoning has been going on since the 1800s. I guess it was only a matter of time before the same properties of activated charcoal were applied to other products like toothpaste and deodorants. Hey, if it helps prevent the absorption of certain harmful substances, why not use it for other home care products? Now, as per my usual, let's make sure we first understand what activated charcoal actually is. Then I'll get into answering your specific question, Sadie. Activated charcoal is kinda sorta similar to the charcoal you would use in your barbecue grill. If you think about what charcoal is made of, it's basically carbon with some other elements mixed in. And it's actually formed when plant matter decays and is eventually heated over millions of years. Similar to your store-bought charcoal, activated charcoal can be made using a bunch of different plant-based materials. But what makes it active is that it is heated to very high temperatures during its processing. By heating it to very high temperatures, it changes the chemical structure of the charcoal and makes it more likely to bind to substances like poisons. Oh, and during processing, activated charcoal goes through a purification process so that it is relatively free from many of the impurities you would find in their store-bought charcoal that you would use to heat your barbecue. So please, do not buy store-bought charcoal and think it's the same as activated charcoal. Your store-bought charcoal has a lot of impurities in it that are actually toxic to us. So I'll start by answering your detoxification question first. Sadie, you asked whether activated charcoal really does help with detoxification. Yes, but this comes with a caveat. Now, as I mentioned a second ago, besides being used as an antidote for poison, activated charcoal is often used in water purification systems. This is again because it loves grabbing on to certain substances. In this case, activated charcoal likes grabbing on to heavy metals like lead. Lead is not something we want to consume, but occasionally, sadly, it ends up in our water supply. So, using activated charcoal as part of a water filtration system can reduce the likelihood that you'll be exposed to lead in your drinking water. So in this sense, yes, activated charcoal does detoxify. Now, when activated charcoal is given to humans, it may help remove some toxins from the blood. Some researchers have conducted very small studies looking at whether giving doses of activated charcoal to patients will help reduce things like blood cholesterol levels or even help those with advanced stages of kidney disease. With advanced stages of kidney disease, because the kidneys are responsible for filtering the blood or basically removing toxins from the blood, the theory is activated charcoal will help remove those toxins and therefore help the kidneys do their jobs. The research is promising so far, but doctors simply don't know how much and how often activated charcoal should be given to their patients and for how long. Could there be long-term health problems from using it? We simply don't know. So in theory, yes, it can detoxify our blood, but we need more studies to know for sure. So when it comes to detoxification, activated charcoal seems to work best for acute poisoning cases and as part of a water filtration system. Oh, and by the way, activated charcoal hasn't been shown to be effective as a hangover cure either. But what if it's an ingredient in toothpaste or deodorants? Well, there don't appear to be any studies that show it helps with whitening teeth or help reduce body odor. In fact, according to the Journal of the American Dental Association, they advise dentists to tell their patients to be cautious when using oral hygiene products that contain activated charcoal. This is because, based on the published studies, they simply don't know whether it's safe or effective. So I would say that activated charcoal is probably not something the average consumer really needs to use on a daily basis. It's great for water purification systems, and it's great for the emergency room when doctors need it for poisoning cases. But other than that, we just simply don't have the studies to show whether it's safe or effective when it comes to other uses.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate
isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Sadie. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book, and the next giveaway is in just 2 days. So if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win a book, it's really easy. You can call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. If you do it that way, you can record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone and being a subscriber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday and in September, where your optimal life awaits.